This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Eric Ralph of Comstock. Eric, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Well, we're seeing a little rebound after yesterday's weakness that was mostly inspired by the Argentine headlines that they were devaluing their currency. I think it kind of sent some shock through the trading world that once they do have crops to put on the global market, that buying interest will shift towards their cheaper products. And that definitely put pressure across the board, wheat, corn, beans, the whole nine yards. We just had a generally risk-off day yesterday in the macro markets as well. All of that shifted when Jay Powell started speaking about 1:30 in the afternoon, but that was the deal yesterday, and today we're just seeing a little bounce back after that weakness yesterday.
And what are we learning about South America right now, when we know that there's obviously the weather issues in Brazil, but what do we know about the new president in Argentina and kind of what that could mean for the ag economy?
Well, you can tell there's definitely going to be some aggression in going after the issues and trying to figure out how to bring the country back from this rut that it's been in as far as their monetary policy, and the devaluation of their currency is a big first step. And obviously, we don't know how things will play out. Political games get played, and ultimately, things have to change dramatically when they get as bad as what they're experiencing there. It's much like Venezuela, you know, 5-6 years ago. And so we're seeing that happen right now. A lot of the anticipation is that eventually Argentina will shift to a dollarized economy based off the U.S. dollar. I don't know that that'll be the case, but that is the anticipation by a lot of the economic pundits that are trying to put a guess as to where this thing goes in the years to come. You have to think, they don't really export a lot of soybeans. They crush everything they grow, and they export a lot of meal. 40% of the global meal exports come out of Argentina. So that's their bread and butter. That's their big game.
That was Eric Ralph with Comstock. It's time now for a check of the numbers.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided in the way of obstacles, as well as learning experiences. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season, and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
March corn up 4 even at 483.5. January soybeans up 7.5 at 1315 even. January soybean meal down 80 cents at 401.40. January soybean oil up 81 cents at 50.64. On the Merck, December live cattle up 55 cents at 167.50. January feeder cattle up $1.65 at 219.02. February lean hogs up $1.27 at 68 even. February pork cutout down 72 cents at 81.72. The spend a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.